Auburndale High School boys basketball coach Chad Weinfurter joining us now on our Basketball Coaches Show. Coach, thanks for coming by and welcome to our program for this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And fill us in, if you would, on the start of your season, what things look like for Auburndale basketball so far this year.
Well, we've had a lot of talented players the last couple of years that have graduated. And so a lot of guys are stepping up to new roles. We've got three guys with some experience from last year, two guys that started last year, Thomas Owie and Blake Rabb. And right now those are our two linchpins, and we're bringing the other guys along. Peyton Weinfurter played a little bit last year towards the end of the season, a big role for us at the end of the regular season into the playoffs. So he's another starting guard for us. And then Josh Lundgren, a junior guard, and Keegan Empey, a senior guard, have also stepped in. So we got off to a nice start, three very competitive games, starting off with the overtime game against Colby, and then, of course, the last two games against Abby and Columbus. So it's been a real pleasant surprise with how our guys have stepped up and filled their roles.
You know, the Auburndale program, known for using a system that has been ingrained in the program for many years, does that make the transition for a young man coming into the program a bit easier as it would be this year?
I think so. I think anytime you have continuity, even when you change maybe philosophies a little bit or you tweak your offense or defense, they still have that expectation of, you know, where we want to be, you know, conference-wise, where they when they come into a certain role, how we want to defend. Yeah, all those tenets pretty much stay the same year to year.
And how about some things you feel that Balcombe could do pretty well this year?
Well, I do think we're pretty quick, so we are pressuring the ball a little bit more. We don't have as much size as we had in the past. You know, graduating the two Cadens last year, Caden Anderson, who played really well inside, and Caden Weinfurter, my son, who was a 6'7", you know, sniper from out wide. We protected the rim pretty well last year. So this year, we've got to be a little more aggressive on the ball you know, use our quickness to keep guys out of the lane and really be a better rebounding team. You know, last summer when we played, you know, a couple tournaments in our league, it was a struggle to get our rebounding with how small we were. And so at the start of the year, something we really emphasized, and the kids have been doing a great job with it. You know, the other night we out-rebounded Columbus. I think it was 30-14, which was a big surprise with how athletic they are. So I think that's one thing, you know, the rebounding, that's really been a key for us.
Tell us about utilizing that quickness this year and how that will help you this season.
Well, you know, starting with, like, Peyton and Blake as our two real quick guards out front, just pressuring the ball handler, not necessarily trapping and things like that, but just trying to wear down that other team as the game goes on. And then if there's some opportunities where you can, you know, do a little jump trapping here and there, we'll do that. Keegan Empey is a tremendously quick, athletic kid. It's just trying to get his athleticism under control. And the nice thing is we've got Thomas Howie, who's about 6'7", 6'8", back there protecting the rim. So these guys can maybe take a few more risks out on the perimeter, knowing that he's there, and it's tough to score over him at the rim. So it's really about putting pressure on the ball. You know, sometimes you can adjust your defense a little bit when you've got that big guy behind him.
You, from time to time, have had a post presence in your program. Tell us about utilizing Thomas this year and how that affects your ball club.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're just hoping that post player can rebound and defend and you know, make layups. Well, Thomas has been asked to do a little bit more this year, so he's a little more active in the post than what maybe we've had with some of the other guys in the past. I just think the everyday practice for a kid like him, it really helps. He's developed, you know, a nice little jump hook. He can put the ball on the floor a little bit now, and he can just turn and shoot over guys. Sometimes, you know, when you're 6'8", that's all you have to do is just turn and shoot over a guy and use that backboard. You know, especially he had a fantastic game against Abbotsford, and we're just looking for a little more consistency out of him.
How about some other young men on your ball club you like to mention who will play big roles for you this year?
Well, our sixth man right now is basically our sixth starter, Aiden Rabb, who's another senior. Aiden always seems to be in the right place at the right time, makes really good basketball decisions. So it's really nice to be able to bring a guy off the bench that you know there's not going to be any drop-off. And then we've got another senior, James Norby, who's one of our backup post players. He's about 6'5". And then we have some sophomores. Ray Teska, who had a really nice year as a backup, you know, halfback in football and a D-back there, and he's got some experience for us. Quick as a wink out there, not the biggest guy. And then Jackson Gruby, in the long line of Grubies that have come through the Auburndale program, is another sophomore who has helped us out. And trying to get those guys comfortable at the varsity level. You know, the minutes have been a little inconsistent at the beginning of the year here, trying to get those guys into spots where they're not put under too much pressure. That's been a challenge so far. But if we can develop that 7th and 8th guy, I think we'll really have a nice rotation.
Coach, I do want to ask about Blake Grab, who perhaps is more known to people in this area for his baseball and football skills. But tell us about what he does for the basketball court.
You know, Blake is just one of those athletes that whatever sport he's playing, he's going to be the most competitive guy in the field. You know, I had the good fortune of coaching him in football for a couple years, coaching him in baseball for the last 3 years. Our families are very close. The boys in our family are very close with the boys in their family, and we know their mom and dad really well. And Blake's one of those kids. You know, I know I can coach him, you know, using logic. I know I can get on him a little bit. Like the halftime of the Columbus game, he and Matt Konechny were really going at it. Two baseball teammates from the Legion this summer, and they were fighting it out like brothers out there. And I just told Blake, I said, you know, are we going to let this go and just play? And he did. He came out in the second half and played fantastic. He's a confident shooter. He's one of those kids, when the ball's in his hands, as a coach, you can kind of take a little bit of a breath because you know he's going to make the right decision all the time. So, it's hard to believe he's a senior already, but he's been a pleasure to coach.
Larry, anything you have for Coach Weinfurter?
Well, you talked about earlier with Stratford and how important, you know, the football season success there. And you read off some of these names, yeah. And a lot of those names are familiar from the football team, yep, as well. How does that carry over now into the basketball season?
Well, you know,
we talked about Blake.
Yeah, different coaches have different philosophies on that. I just love our kids playing other sports and being competitive. Getting coached by other people, you know, using different skills. I think there's a real thing to that burnout. I wouldn't want my players playing basketball year-round. You know, obviously you want them, you know, the summer's when you got to use that time to improve, and you want them hungry and ready for basketball. But, you know, I've coached the other two sports, you know, at least football and baseball, and I think it's just hugely important to experience that. And you find out, you know, some kids, their favorite might be football, their favorite might be baseball. But in a small school, you need those guys to help your program out. And then it's the same thing when you have a basketball player and they're like, well, I don't know if I should play football or baseball or run track or whatever it may be. And it's like, yeah, go do it. Go do it. Because I want you to be competitive. I want you to go compete against other people. And I think for the most part, we've had a lot of that at Auburndale. And I think it's very beneficial.
Do you see any of the sports trying to grab the other guys more than the other sport?
No, we've been really, you know, Coach Anderson, who I've coached with since I've been at Auburndale, he was a mentor for me. I'm talking Jay now. Mm-hmm. Coached with him. We're very good at setting up those summer schedules where we're not trying to pull them too many different ways. And it really works out well. I know sometimes that's not always the case at small schools, and they kind of butt heads. And we really wanted to avoid that because we want our numbers up in all these sports, and I think it's worked out pretty well that way.
We've been talking about these conferences and how competitive they are. The Merriwood South looks like it's going to be competitive again this year.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, we've played two Clover Belt teams already. We played a Merriwood North team. All the local conferences, I think, the small school conferences are really very competitive. There aren't too many nights where you go in thinking, you know, I think this, you know, be a 20-point win tonight. That's just not the way it's going to be. I don't think probably the ceiling of our conference is as high as it's been. You know, we lost a lot of talent.
Right.
The last, like I said, even our program, Marathon, Stratford, Edgar, and you can go down the list. But it's still competitive. Like, kids are going to compete. And the thing is, I know in our conference, as well as the other local conferences, there's really good coaches, too. So you know that at the beginning of the season, yeah, you might have some rough edges, but eventually as the season goes on, it's just going to get better and better. And I think that's really exciting for our area because you'll see it in the tournaments then, too.
And non-conference as well. I mean,
yep,
you're playing teams from around this area,
absolutely,
which are really good.
Well, and I think, so we played, you know, Colby and Columbus ready, and I think we have Neillsville over break, and we play Loyal in February. So we've got, you know, four of the best teams in the Clover Belt East right there. And I think that that's just a benefit to and you see different styles because there's different styles in every conference, in different areas too. And it's a good thing we don't have to travel far. The bus rides are nice and short too, so then you don't have to worry about traveling too far to get good competition.
Gene?
How about your coaching staff for this year, Coach?
Coaching staff remains unchanged from last year. I've got Cooper Weinfer and Mike Gerke helping me out at the varsity level, and then Matt Klawitter and Josh Van Schoik are doing the JV and JV2. And something that happens a little more and more at small schools where you see guys coming back to help their alma maters out. We're all graduates from Auburndale. We all have a lot of pride in the program. Two of them played for me, and then the other three we all played for Coach Anderson. So the continuity is really good.